I don't know really a lot about footy, but this guy does. Ah, I know what that is. That's the siren. So we're off to a great start. Gary Butter-Hocking, hello, mate. How are you?
Good morning to you, Craig. How's things?
Oh, I'm all right. It's a bit like an octopus doing breakfast by yourself. But
yeah.
It's great to see another member of the human race and someone in here with me. How are you?
Doing all right? Really good. It's a little bit cold out there, but yeah. You're doing a great job. Like, obviously, Mark and Millie do it really well together, but to be here on your own here, and like you said, no one really around except for having a chat to the cleaner or having a coffee and bits and pieces, but no. You're doing a great job. I listen to you every morning. It's awesome, mate. Well done.
Thank you, mate. It's really good. And look, you're one of my footy heroes. Of course, I'm a Geelong supporter.
Thank you.
Grew up here. Born and bred a Cats supporter. So it's fantastic to have a footy legend here in the studio. It's great.
How's your mum, Jenny? She'll be listening this morning.
She
pretty excited.
Oh, mate, she'll be excited. Now, the other day, I was on my FaceTime out there to mum and Lingy walk past. And, oh, mate, she was beside herself. Mum's a mad Cats fan, member of the supporters club down there and also the social club. Loves it, the Cats.
Awesome.
Mum and Auntie Heather together at the footy. Watch out. I tell you what, there's trouble there.
Good morning to you, Jenny.
There you go, mate. So we've got our round 13 already. Gee, we're whizzing by this year.
Yeah, it's skipping through round 13, as you know, and a massive, massive game tonight. Craig, Richmond versus Port. It's going to be a real ripper. We've got training tonight, but I'm going to try and cut that short to get home to see this one. I like watching the Tigers play. They seem to be getting all their chips back together. The only one out at the moment, Craig, is Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think they can kick enough goals to beat Port, and I think the margin has been really close recently over these teams over the last few games, but this one will be a bit more of a margin. I think there'll be a bit of a gap between the two teams, so tipping Richmond to beat Port tonight.
Gee, I wonder who Hilo is picking. He's picking Richmond as well, and Mill, look, it's all of you picking Richmond for this one, so yeah, you reckon it's going to be a one-sided affair?
Yep, Richmond and Mark will be just glued to the TV, I think. I'm not sure which one. He normally gets a selection, either one down the back or the one at the front.
The good tally or the not so good
tally.
Oh, I reckon he might reserve the good one for tonight. What do you reckon?
Hopefully.
Yeah, and Richmond at the moment, number 10 on the ladder. Geelong at number 4. Go Geelong. What other games we've got? So the footy kicking off tonight, what's that, 7:20 at the MCG. And then tomorrow, we've got Essendon and Carlton on the way there.
Yeah, the old blockbuster, the old rivalry is this one, but obviously Essendon hasn't been going too well recently. They haven't had a lot of criticism this week. They've generally been smashed every week because of their performances, but they've had the bye. So both these teams coming off the bye, nothing to talk about Essendon at the moment. So the media have been a little bit quiet on them, but look, Carlton are really good. I think they're just blooming under Michael Voss. He's a second time coach like Brett Ratton at St Kilda. It's great to see that these guys get another opportunity, but weedering out is just the only gap in Carlton's team at the moment. They have struggled a little bit, but I think they're going to be too good to and they'll beat Carlton easily.
Okay, well, there's a clean sweep on that one as well. Mill, yourself and Hilo all going for Carlton. Okay, fair enough. Now, just very quickly, with a bye, of course, Geelong has a bye. Does that make a real difference? Like, is it like a holiday, but do you feel like you've had that week off when you do have a bye? Is it a good thing?
Yeah, I think so. It's really good just to sort of freshen up and still get a little bit of training in. The training load sort of might be sort of tough during the week, and then it sort of peters out towards the end. Then what you'll find now, Craig, is that there's a lot of different interstaters on your list. Mm. So people from Perth, wherever, South Australia, Queensland, can sort of get away and see some family and just sort of get out of the four walls of the footy club and just see some different faces and just sort of relax a little bit. And it just freshens the mind and the body up.
I guess, too, there's a lot of travel. You're in Perth. You've got 4 hours to everywhere else. You're sitting on planes and that. Yeah, okay, sounds good. And next game, Saturday, Fremantle Hawthorn at Optus Stadium, about 4:10. What do you reckon this one?
Yeah, I really like Freo at the moment. I mean, they had a little bit of a hiccup a couple of weeks ago. They lost two in a row. But since then, Justin Longmuir, who I really rate as a coach, he's just really well-balanced. You know, he's just an awesome, awesome coach. He really builds strong relationships with the players. So they've had that little bit of a hiccup. Their form against Brisbane was really good. The only one with this one is, do you bring Fife back in? It looks like he is going to come back in. So he's been out with a back ailment for the last 5 weeks. But there's been some sort of stuff in the media saying, oh, Fremantle are going so well. Do you actually need him? And I'm thinking, well, he's such a good player. You just got to get him in and someone else has to sort of miss out. That's just unfortunate, Craig. But you need those good players coming in, still, you know, putting... you know, pressure on the players that have already been there. So I'm going to tip Freo. Hawthorn, I still like under Mitchell. Sam Mitchell is doing a really good job in his first year, but I think Freo will be too strong over there.
So far, we've got a clean sweep. We've got yourself, Mill and Mark all going for the same teams. They're all going for Freo there as well.
We must be looking over each other's shoulder on this one.
Bit of cheating happening, you reckon?
Plagiarism, mate.
Yep, we're doing it. We've got Buddha Hocking in the studio this morning. We're halfway through round 13 there, Gary. And what have we got? The Lions. What's happening there?
Yeah, big game this one. This would be really good viewing, Craig. I think the Lions need to get going. They're just spluttering at the moment. They haven't played their best footy, so I'm sure Fagan will be out there trying to wind them up. They've had a loss, they've had a win, they've had a loss. So based on that, they're looking to win this one. And the Saints, well, they've been just flying under the radar. They're looking for four in a row, so they're doing some really, really good things. I think if Danaher, he's a test, an injury test, looking to come back in. So if he plays, I think they're going to be too strong up forward, so I'll be tipping the Lions.
Okay, so we've got number two on the ladder, Brisbane, and facing off against St Kilda, number five. And all of you, it's Mark, Mill and yourself, all heading for Brisbane in that one. Okay, up next, Sunday, North Melbourne GWS. What do you reckon of this one? It's at Marvel Stadium.
Yeah, this is the only Sunday game, Craig, so Probs won't be probably won't be frothing over this one, I don't think, between these two teams. So maybe go and watch Top Gun, listen to Bay, maybe go and get an ice cream, take the kids for a ride, just do something else than putting the TV on. Just try not to grab that remote and put this one on. It won't be great viewing. North, we know, they're really struggling at the moment. Yep. They're trying to get themselves off the bottom of the ladder. Look, and the Giants are under a new interim coach who seems to be doing okay. So both teams aren't flying. But I'll just tip the Giants just. But like I said, if there's something else to do around the house, go and do it.
Okay, good. Mark and Mill also heading for GWS as well. Now, this is the only one where there's a bit of conjecture between the three of you. Mm. This is Monday. Of course, public holiday on Monday. Collingwood versus Melbourne. Gee, I wonder who Mill's going for. MCG 20 past three. This will be not a bad game.
This will be an awesome game. Look, it even just adds a little bit more with what's happened with Melbourne during the week with Stephen May and Jake Melksham, their little dust-up.
They got injured. There was injuries out of that too, wasn't there?
Yeah, well, Stephen May might have been still concussed from the week before. He might have not been knowing what was going on. He shouldn't have been drinking. And then you've got Jake Melksham, both pretty good teammates, that were having a bit of a chin wag and then had a bit of a dust-up. So he's hurt his hand, had surgery on his hand, so he's going to miss a couple of weeks. So the whole thing that it does is just penalise the footy club when this happens. And look, it does happen. Sometimes, you know, teammates can have a little bit of a dust-up. It's happened in my time. Yep. It continues to happen. So these things. But let's not take all this away from the game. It's going to be an absolute ripper. The Pies are in really, really good form. Millie's beside herself with the way that the Pies are going. They've got experience, side bottom. Pendlebury playing really well. She loves to goey.
But, I know she does, yes.
But also Melbourne, after having the last 2 weeks, people have just started to work them out. You beat them around the football and then you get the ball inside your forward 50 and can really go after their backs without May there. And Sydney showed last week, if you can play a little bit faster around the ground when you've got the ball, and Collingwood like to play that style. They like to play fast footy as well. So this is sort of a pretty level one. And if the Pies can play their best footy, I'm going to give them the chance. But I reckon after the week that Melbourne's had, Craig, I think they're going to dust themselves off. They are the best team going around and they now need to show it. So I'm going to go with the D's.
So you reckon they'll get over the line. Millie going for Collingwood. There's a shock. And Hilo also going for Melbourne as well. That pretty much rounds off round 13. Who we got on buys? We've got Adelaide, Suns, Doggies, Cats, Swans and Eagles up this round. And so not a bad round of footy with a Monday thrown in.
Absolutely. It's stretched right across Thursday night to Monday. It's going to be really good.
And it kicks off tonight at the MCG. Richmond versus Adelaide. Thanks so much, Buddha Hockey. It's been so good to meet you. One of my footy heroes from growing up, and I just think you're wonderful and a great guy to meet too, I've got to say.
Thanks, Craig.
You'll be back with Mark and Mill next week, yeah?
Next Tuesday when they get back, yes.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, all right. Great to meet you there, Buddha.